You have a podcast? Now it's time to grow it. Build your audience, monetize, and more. It's all about becoming a successful podcaster. Now here's your host, Bruce Chamoff.
You got Bruce to become a successful podcaster. And Megan is taking off this particular episode. So I'm just going to do the Megan imitation. Hi, everybody. How was that? Was that good? So on this particular episode, I'm going to tell you why your podcast would do so much better for like audience growth and other types of benefits if you just have a blog. Don't be afraid if you're not a writer. I got a great solution for you guys. Now, I want to say, if you haven't reviewed the podcast yet, please review Become a Successful Podcaster right on Apple Podcasts or iTunes or whatever they're calling themselves these days. I am looking to make everybody who listens to this podcast a successful podcaster, exactly what this is for. And we're going to get into it. I just have to switch something here by the microphone. So as I do this, we will be talking about your blog. Now, everybody, let's get into it. Well, we have to talk about what exactly a blog is. A lot of people still don't know, and it's 2021. I've been blogging since 2003, and it's important to know that a blog really, first of all, it's basically, I forgot what the B stands for, but it's a log. It's not a blog. It's a business log, I think it is, but I don't even remember what the B stands for. It's been so long, but it just makes sense. When we were writing everything down before we were podcasting, we were putting everything down on a blog. And a blog really is very simple. It is just a digital journal. And technically, when people were blogging, they were really saying that they were journaling. If you call that a word, I don't know if journal is used as a verb. I'm going to journal my travel day. I'm going to journal my day. No, people just use the word blog as a verb and a noun at the same time. Technically, the definition is it's a journal. Now, the most important part of your blog is that it gives you amazing search engine optimization benefits. Really, a blog gives you amazing benefits. Why? Because you're writing stuff down that Google and Yahoo and Bing and any other search engine that comes into existence can index, as long as they have spidering. And you know, when you're blogging, you're going to have at least 1,000 words. Hang on, if you have writer's block or you're not a writer, don't let me scare you, okay? I'll get to that in a minute. Now, at least 1,000 words. But Google always requires that people write at least 1,500 to 2,000 words. Now, if you're getting scared, don't get scared. I do have a solution for you. But it's important to know that SEO is the biggest benefit of having a blog. And I will tell you how your podcast fits into this as well. But you need SEO. And before you say to me, well, Bruce, I'm not a web designer. I'm not a search engine optimization expert. You don't need to be. When you podcast, you go about your normal business, just like you're always podcasting, talk about whatever you want. Because I talk about SEO, I'm talking about keywords. But you know that whatever episode you have, you're going to have keywords in there anyway. It's natural. You don't have to think about the keywords like you do if you're sitting there writing a blog. Just podcast. Just get in front of your microphone. Talk about anything that you're supposed to talk about in that particular post or episode. And the keywords will fly out of you just as a normal conversation. And then later you can get it transcribed automatically. And I talk about transcription and things like that You can go to Fiverr and get somebody to transcribe your episode. But there are services. Now, I actually just subscribed for, I think it's like $12 a month or $13 a month to Otter.ai. I love it. Check out the link in the show notes of this particular episode. I'll put the link for Otter AI. You can just click the link and I'll get you to where you want to be. And I'm going to do probably, once I get my head wrapped around Otter, I'm probably going to do a couple of YouTube videos on Otter as well, because I happen to think it's an amazing, amazing, amazing software. Now, Otter is going to help you, or any of the transcription services are going to help you with SEO. You take the MP3 or the WAV file of your podcast and you upload it, and it processes, takes about 10 to 20 minutes, and that's it. You have a written copy that you can copy into a blog post, like on WordPress or Blogger, Blogspot, or whatever you're using. Maybe some of you use, what's the other one? I can't think of that one now. Not Blogger. I know Blogger too, but what is that one called? Oh, Tumblr. Tumblr's the one I was thinking of. Yeah, they're pretty interesting, that one. So WordPress, Tumblr, and Blogger, you just take the text, the content from Otter, and you paste it right in, and you could do some SEO there. Now, if you have a WordPress website, you can install Yoast. They help you out with the SEO, which is pretty good. And I've done a lot of public speaking at WordPress conferences, so I know about website design and development and blogging with WordPress. But my point here is that the most important part of this is that you get instant SEO with your blog for your podcast, okay? So I'll do some YouTube tutorials on that. Now, if that's not enough for you, if blogging scares you, now understand something too. I have to do this as well. I just started thinking about having a blog for become a successful podcaster. So when I started doing that, I decided to do an episode on it. It's that simple. I'll tell you what, I'm going to break for a commercial. When we come back, we're going to keep on talking about the blogs for your podcast and why you need them. Talk to you right after these messages.
Become a successful podcaster. We'll be right back after these messages.
And I'm back, everybody. We're back. Megan is taking a break from this episode, but she'll be back on the very next episode in case you guys miss her lovely voice. Now, I want to keep on going. First of all, people love reading blogs. It's really important to understand that blogging is here to stay. Podcasting, which here's the mistake I made. I thought that podcasting would replace blogging, okay? I thought that once people got a hold of their podcast, and they got the microphone, and they learned how to edit it, they don't want to sit there and read and write, right? I was wrong. There are still people blogging, and there are still blogging conferences out there. So there's nothing wrong with that. And again, it's perfect for your podcast SEO. Now, it's also just a good idea to have a transcript of your recording. Because if anything happens, let's say you're being hosted on Anchor and Buzzsprout or Libsyn or any of those, Podbean or whatever, Red Circle. They're all out there. I get like Acast now. You never know when those websites are going to just go down and go out of business, okay? Because a lot of people I know at the New York City Podcast Network, we get a lot of podcasts where people don't even use those platforms, okay? They have their own websites, right? They record the MP3s. They upload it to the website. Maybe they're hosted by GoDaddy. Maybe the Network Solutions or 1in1, you know, or any one of those, right? HostMonster, whatever it is. You never know when those websites are going to go down. It's nice to have just a transcript of your audio. Maybe your MP3s will go corrupt. You never know. This is a backup, okay? And you can always just give this to somebody and just read it, or you can read it yourself. That, to me, is just an amazing reason to have a blog. But also, I won't stress this enough, SEO, search engine optimization. Now, this podcast episode, I am going to get on Otter and I'm going to do exactly what I'm saying. I want you guys to be successful. I practice what I preach. I definitely want you to succeed. All right, we're going to end it here. I'll see you guys in the very next episode. And guys, take care. Be safe. It's COVID-19. Really be safe. Wear a mask when you have to. You know the whole thing. Talk to you guys later.